Today on CityCast Chicago, folks are proud of the Polish heritage here. Just this week, we celebrated Kazimierz Pulaski Day, and Illinois is one of the few states where it's a holiday. Chicago used to boast the second highest population of Poles in the world. The first was Warsaw, the capital of Poland. But many of the touchstones of the Polish community here are fading as residents and business owners are priced out of the Northwest Side. We take a trip to the historic heart of Polish Chicago, the Jackowo neighborhood. It's Thursday, March 10th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago.
Wisniewski?
That's good. That's all right.
Wisniewski.
Yeah, very good.
And
yeah.
Marszałek. Yeah. I've been a professor for now almost 10 years. And so I always tell my students the first day of class, don't let some guy you just met mess up the very first thing you were ever given. and so if I mess your names up, feel free to correct me. Mary Wisniewski is a writer in Chicago. She and journalist Joanna Marszałek have both lived in Jackowo. They recently wrote about the neighborhood, which many know as Avondale, for Chicago Mag. Mary, I'm going to start with you. Where is Jackowo, and when was the first big wave of Polish immigrants there?
Sure. Jackowo is the, it goes from about Diversey to Belmont. And on the east, it's the Kennedy Expressway. And on the west, it's about the Union Pacific Northwest tracks. Jackowo is connected to St. Hyacinth Basilica. Ovo in Polish indicates village. So it's like St. Hyacinth's village. That's what it means.
When was the first wave of Polish immigrants to this community?
There was a huge influx of Polish immigrants starting in the 1880s into Chicago. And, you know, they were coming to escape oppression in Poland. They were coming for bread. They were coming for a better opportunity. And in 1930, there were something like 400,000 Polish immigrants in Chicago. In the 1920s, there had been a racist law that had been passed that limited the number of people who could come from Eastern Europe and from Southern Europe. You know, the same stuff you hear now, oh, they're going to, you know, mess with our gene pool, and they're only good for physical labor, and they're going to cause crime. It's the same stuff you hear with every single generation. And so they passed a law that limited the population. So a lot of the Polish community was kind of stuck back then. And then people were coming in again in the 80s due to the Refugee Act, which allowed more people to come in. The Avondale, as a Polish center, really started getting going in a big way in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And what happened there is a few different things. For one thing, the Kennedy Expressway was built in the 60s, and it pushed out a lot of the people that were in the old Polish triangle area around Ashland and Division in Milwaukee, or in Wicker Park and Westtown, and kind of pushed them out and pushed them west into cheaper areas. The other thing that happened is that those areas started to, you know, on the northwest side, started to gentrify, and newer immigrants couldn't afford them. And so the big heyday for Jackowo, for the Polish village area, 70s, 80s, 90s, and into the early 2000s.
Me, myself, growing up in communist Poland in the 80s, my father actually decided to come to Chicago in that time. And Mary mentioned the Refugee Act. This was actually a big deal, because for many of those Polish immigrants who came on vacation visas or came for a just temporary seasonal jobs, through that act, they were able to legalize their stay. I remember when I was a child, I remember that word, asylum. I actually didn't know very well what that meant, but later I found out, listening to my dad's stories, that a lot of people he met in Chicago, a lot of people he met in Jackowo in the 80s, at that time applied for political asylum, and that allowed them to be here. But let's say my generation of the Polish Americans living in Chicago now, in many cases, are children of solidarity immigrants, of immigrants of that era, the 80s.
When exactly did you say you came to Chicago?
I came for the first time in 1999, but just for a short time, for a couple of months. And then I went back in early 2000s.
Mary, what was your relationship to Yatskova?
Well, I was I used to live in Ukrainian village. I was starting off as a reporter, and it became too expensive there. So but I'm of Polish descent, so I kind of like followed the rye bread trail, you know, down Milwaukee Avenue, and I ended up in Yatskovo. And at the time, it was like it was so wonderful because it was like being in another country. You know, you'd walk around and you'd hear Polish and you'd see people out on their front porches playing chess, and you'd see these you know, women walking around in high heels and their hair done up while they're going to the laundry because everyone was very concerned about their appearance. And it seemed like people were working at all hours and there was always a party going on. You know, I was living across the street from the Cafe Laura, and I was living near the Amarilla Polonaise, and there were always, you know, crowds of young people, you know, done up to, they'd been working for a 60-hour week, and it was time to party, and they were, you know, going to listen to techno rock, or they were going to listen to bands from Poland, and it was really exciting. It felt like being a part of something that was really new and different and interesting.
Joanna, by the time you came to Chicago, was there a strong Polish identity in the Avondale neighborhood still?
So when I first came in 1999, it was still considered a Polish neighborhood. And it looked and it felt very, very Polish. I didn't really like it. I thought it was kind of like the time stopped there. So I thought it was ugly. It was gray and sad. The buildings were so close together. It didn't, I guess I was expecting to see the skyscrapers right away. But it was very busy. There were lots of businesses, lots of parties, a lot going on. But visually, it was not too appealing. And I thought it was also kind of dirty, crowded, houses so close together. So I did not like it that much.
I appreciate you keeping it so real. You was like, I'm going to be real with you, Kobe. The people were speaking Polish, but it didn't feel like Polish.
But I have to tell you, this is where I started. And that's where many Polish immigrants started. Now, 20 years later, when I took a walk through that neighborhood, and I saw what's going on, that it's so different, that the businesses that I and the stores that I visited that first summer are disappearing. And even those what I considered ugly shopping windows are disappearing. I really felt very sad. I guess all Polish immigrants have that big, big sentiment to the place where they started. And that was Yatskovo.
Joanna, can you talk about the changes in Avondale from Polish to Hispanic over the last couple of decades? I believe it's now 62, by the time the 2000s rolled around, it was 62% Hispanic.
Again, when I came first in early 2000s, it was still heavily Polish neighborhood, but you could already see waves of Hispanics moving into the neighborhood. To me personally, it was something exciting and fascinating, but lots of Polish immigrants were not too comfortable with that because they were so used to going to the store and speaking only Polish and, you know, having those Mówimy po polsku signs everywhere. And this, they felt like this is their neighborhood.
Mary, you know, can you tell me a little bit about, as the neighborhood has shifted, what does retail and business in Avondale look like now for Polish businesses?
Well, the sad thing is that not just that so many of the Polish businesses have gone, but that so many of the Hispanic businesses have gone because the immigrants of both groups have been pushed out. I still live in the area. I live near St. Wenceslaus, and I've seen over the years building after building getting shuttered or torn down and vacant lots being left and nothing taking its place. I mean, if you have a Polish bakery replaced by a Mexican bakery, that's great. You know, you still get fresh bread. You know, it's wonderful. I love living in a vibrant ethnic community. But what we're seeing now is this huge vacancy rate, you know, as much as 40% vacancy in the retail area. And some of it's high taxes, some of it's people who are charging rents that are too high for the neighborhood. And it's sad because you don't want to just see new condos go up. You want to see life. You want to see people on the sidewalks.
It's a strange view to go to Yatskova right now, see all these new condos, but not seeing the old places who are serving, you know, rye bread or Polish restaurants. I think the neighborhood is missing Polish restaurants. Younger generation come back to Yatskovo to visit. They want to see, for example, where their parents met. Let's say they met in one of the dance clubs. There is not much to see.
Do you all have any like businesses or restaurants that you frequented that are no longer there that you just absolutely miss?
Many of them, right?
Definitely.
Many of them.
Yeah, I miss going to Cafe Laura and, you know, seeing bands. And I used to love going to the Orbit restaurant, going to Pashenka's Bakery and getting fresh rolls. I mean, you used to just be able to walk.
The only thing that will probably be there for always, let's hope, is the St. Hyacinth Basilica. This is where everything started. That's where the neighborhood was established, right there, because over there is a big Catholic church built by the Polish people.
Is Chicago still a destination for Polish immigrants? And if so, where are they primarily living now?
The answer is short. No, it is not anymore a prime destination for the immigrants, for the Polish immigrants. When Poland joined the European Union in 2004, people didn't have to apply for visas and come to America anymore to make money. They were able to go to places much closer to Poland, to France, to Germany, to Ireland, to Great Britain. The people who come now, the Polish people who come now, they come to visit. They come for tourism. They come for business. Not anymore za chlebem, which is for bread.
Uh-huh. I marked that one in my brain. I marked for bread and for vacation in my brain.
Yeah. Chicago may not be anymore the second largest Polish city outside of Warsaw, but there is still a huge population of Polish immigrants here. It's still, in a big way, it's still a Polish city in many ways, but we are just more scattered. We are all over the place.
Yeah, if you want to experience Poland, you know, come and, you know, eat at Stara Polska, have a beer at the Podlasia Club, go to Mass at St. Hyacinth's, and you'll be able to, you know, find the old Polish community again.
Mary Wisniewski is a longtime journalist in Chicago. Currently, she's head of communications for Cook County's chief judge. Joanna Marszałek is a journalist for Polish Daily News. There's a link to their Chicago magazine story, The Death and Possible Rebirth of Yatskovo, in the show notes. Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. The Chicago Police Department is moving officers from its Bureau of Counterterrorism to patrol CTA locations. The city says it's a response to reports of increased crime on the CTA. We talked in the newsletter this week about local school councils, and Jones College Preps Council voted 8-2 Wednesday to fire Principal Joseph Powers. Yet Powers, who has been principal for 14 years, is accused of financial mismanagement and not doing enough to prevent discrimination. Powers and supporters have accused members of the board of a power grab. And some good news to get you through. St. Patrick's Day is next Thursday, but the city is breaking out the parades this weekend. All three parades, including the Northwest, Downtown, and Southside ones, will be back in action for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Remember, we're collecting stories about what you were doing before the stay-at-home order 2 years ago at the start of the pandemic. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 773-780-0246. We want your name, your neighborhood, and what you were doing before things hit the fan. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Remember, tell your friends about the podcast, right? Share a little something with them. We trying to do good things. What am I doing? Shut up. All right, here we go.